请弟兄姊妹，我们一同来看启示录圣经约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to the Bible, John chapter 3, to look at several passages in the Bible.
约翰福音第三章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 3.
我们从第三节读到第六节。
Let's read from verse 3 through verse 6.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
我们再读第七、第八。
And we're going to read verse 7 and 8.
我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again.
风随着意识吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
我们再翻到第九章。
Let's turn to
25节。
Chapter 9, verse 25.
第九章25节。
Chapter 9, verse 25.
他说，这是法利赛人对那瞎眼得医治人所说的话。
And this is what Pharisee said to the person who were born blind.
不是，第二十四节。
Let's turn to 24.
二十四节是那法利赛人对那瞎人所说的话。
This is a verse that Pharisees talked to the person who were born blind.
所以法利赛人第二次叫那从前瞎眼的人对他说，你该将荣耀归给神，我们知道这人是个罪人。
For a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner.
这些反对耶稣的法利赛人告诉那个瞎眼得医治说，耶稣他是一个罪人。
Those Pharisees who opposed the Lord Jesus,They told this blind man that Jesus is a sinner.
那这个瞎人就回答说，
And this blind man answered.
他说他是个罪人，不是我不知道，有一件事我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见了。
He then answered, Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I'm blind, I was blind, now I see.
这个瞎人得医治，他知道一件事情。
This blind man who was healed of blindness knew one thing.
从前他是一个眼瞎的，如今他能够看见的。
He was once blind, now he can see.
我们再翻到彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter
23节。
Chapter 1, verse 23.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and enduring word of the God.
彼得在这里说，我们蒙了重生，乃是因着借着神活泼长存的道。
He says that we are born again,through the living and enduring word of God.
就是神的话。
That is word of God.
好，我们圣经就读到这，请我们低头有点祷告。
That's conclusion of a Bible reading, and let's have a word of prayer.
主，早晨我们欢喜聚在你的面前。
Lord, how joyful we are together before you.
因为你实在是用那慈爱的声来呼召我们每一个人来就近你。
Because you call us with your tender voice to come near you.
你呼召我们来到你面前，来得那永远的安息，得到那上好的福分。
You call us before you to receive this eternal blessing and the best blessing.
我们感谢我们这些蒙恩的儿女。
We thank you for those who received grace.
每一次聚在你面前，我们就知道我们是蒙福的一般人。
Whenever we come before you, we know that we are blessed.
因为我们的主，我们的神成为我们的生命。
Because our God and our Lord is our life.
成为我们的喜乐，成为我们平安。
Is our joy and our peace.
因此，每一次我们聚在你跟前，我们也把我们内心深处感谢再归给你。
Therefore, whenever we come before you, we want to offer you thanksgiving from deep down our heart.
因为你是在恩待我们这些原来是如虫如蛆的人。
Because you showed mercy to those of us who are like worms.
今天却能够站立在你的面前。
Now we can stand before you.
围绕在你的跟前来侍奉，来爱慕你。
Gather around you to love you and to serve you.
我求你借着每一次聚会，你再次把施恩，再施恩给你的儿女们。
We pray that through every meeting that you'll show your mercy to us.
给每一个凡来到你面前愿意来寻求你的人。
To show mercy to those who come before you who seek you.
好，叫我们在这里能够听见你的呼召的声音。
So that we can hear the voice of your calling.
能够看见你自己。
And we can see you.
我们就愿意来相信，来更多依靠你。
So that we can come and believe in you.
求你祝福早晨这一点时间。
May you bless this hour in the morning.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 早晨我们知道有一些弟兄姊妹他们愿意照着主话受尽归在主的名下。
We know this morning that there are some brothers and sisters who are willing to obey God's command to be baptized into Him.
我们知道一个蒙恩的人呢，他都有重生的一个经历。
We know those who received grace, we have experience of salvation.
所以我们常常称那些信耶稣的人，那些基督徒，我们说他们是一般重生得救的人。
So we call the Christians, they are born again. They are saved.
或说他们是神所救赎的人。
Or we say that those are the people who God saved.
我们称他们是神所称义的人，他们是一个义人。
Or we also call them the ones who God justified. They are the righteous.
虽然圣经用许多不同的词来形容一个人在神面前蒙恩的一个情形。
Even though the Bible uses many terms to describe a person who received grace before the Lord.
而这些不同的词，这些不同的形容，不过是讲到同一件事情。
All these terms actually tell us one thing.
而借不同的词呢，来说明不同方面的真理和他们的经历。
Using different terms to tell us a different aspects of the experience.
我们说到一个人得救了。
When we say a person is saved.
因为这帮人乃是主把他们从世界撒旦权势底下拯救出来一帮人。
God saved him from the power of Satan.
他们原来在死亡罪恶辖制底下的人，他们被救出来的。
They were under the power of death and sin, and God now saved them from that.
所以我们说他们得救了。
That's why we call them the saved ones.
讲到他们是蒙救赎的一帮人。
We talk about them as saved ones.
因为是主用他自己的宝血重价把他们买赎回来。
Because Lord Jesus purchased them with the precious price of His blood.
他们原来是罪的奴隶、奴仆。
They were slaves of sins.
他们是一般没有自由的人。
They were the ones without freedom.
就像一个人从前一个奴隶在市场上。
It's like in the past a slave in the market.
结果有人把他从那个奴隶市场上把他买回来。
Someone purchased them from that slave market.
付了重价把它买回来。
Paying a large sum of money and purchased them.
这个奴隶呢，他就成为一个自由的人，他就得了释放。
And this slave became a free man.
他不再受捆绑，不再受辖制。
He's no longer under the bondage.
因为他们这一般人得自由，他们就是在基督里面的一般人。
Because those who are freed, they are in Christ.
而说到一个义人呢，而是说到他们原来是一个罪人。
When we talk about the righteous person, because before they were sinners.
有一天他们相信主耶稣基督，主赦免了他们的罪。
One day they believe in the Lord and God forgave their sins.
神不再算他们是有罪的人。
God no longer counted them as sinners.
所以他们就成为一个义人。
So they became the righteous.
而这一切都是因着相信主耶稣基督的救赎。
That's all because they believe in the salvation in the Lord.
不是他们自己的行为。
Not because their own deeds.
所以都是白白的恩典神所赐给他们。
So it is all from free grace that God's given them.
他们不再被定罪了。
They are no longer be condemned.
因为这一半他们站在一个新的地位上，乃是站在基督的里面。
Now they are in a new position. They are in Christ.
所以圣经告诉我们说，那些在基督耶稣里面的人就不再被定罪了。
So Bible tells us that those who are in Christ is no longer being condemned.
神称他们为义人。
God called them the righteous ones.
而重生这个词呢？
The born again, this term.
我想这个词内容和所包含的意义，也可以说包含了刚我们所提到那几个形容词。
It speaks of all these terms we already mentioned.
所以有时候我们常问一个人说：“你信了耶稣没？你重生了没有？”
We often ask people, "Do you believe in Jesus? Are you born again?"
所以一个基督徒他就是一个重生的人。
A Christian is one who is born again.
若是一个人他没有一个重生的经历，他就不能被称为一个基督徒。
If a person who does not have the experience of being born again, then he should not be called Christian.
所以，像早晨愿意借着我们再来思想重生这个一个这个意义和他的经历。
Let's meditate on the meaning and experience of being born again.
我想，一个人当愿意受浸归在主名下的人，他们一定有重生的经历。
Those people who are willing to be baptized into the Lord must have an experience of being born again.
因为他若是没有重生的经历的话，他就不可能得到神的救恩。
Because without that, it's not possible for them to receive salvation of God.
所以我想借着我们一同来思想，让我们也许我们信主多年了，我们还需要在这个真理上有更准确的一个认识。
Let's meditate on this subject, and those who are saved for a while need to think again.About this tremendous important truth.
那我们来看什么是重生呢？它意义是什么？
Let's see that what born again means.
重生把它直接翻译的话就是再生一次。
If we translate it plainly, it's like being born again.
就是说第二次的出生。
It's being born second time.
我们知道每个人都有第一次的出生，乃是从母腹里面生出来。
We know everyone has First born, being born first, that is we are born from mother's womb.
所以我们有那个肉身的生命。
That's why we have this physical life.
所以当主耶稣对尼哥底母说，你必须要重生。
So when Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus that you must be born again,
他不明白主耶稣的意思。
He didn't quite understand what Jesus meant.
他说我们怎么能够进到母腹里面再生一次呢？这是不可能的事情。
How can we enter mother's womb second time and be born again?
主耶稣说重生到底是什么意思？
And Jesus told him about the meaning of being born again.
重生这是两个字，原文是两个字合在一起的。
It is a compound word. It's made of two words.
这个重呢，它意思就是从上头。
That means the first word means from above.
或是说起初，从起初。
Or from the beginning.
那生就是一个出生
，and second word is birth.
所以重生就是说他们是从上头生的。
So born again means a birth from above.
那意思也就是说，我们第一次的生乃是从地上生的。
So it means that the first birth is from the earth.
而第二次的生乃是从上头生的。
A second birth is from above.
这个上头就是说从神生，因为神是在住在天上，他是在上头。
Birth from above means that birth from God, because God is above.
所以圣经也说神生了我们。
That's why sometimes Bible tells us God gave birth to us.
所以我们就被称为神的儿女。
That's why we are called children of God.
所以我们可以称我们的神是我们阿爸父。
That's why we call God our Abba Father.
所以重生的人就是说到他们一般有神生命、有主耶稣基督生命的人，他们就是一个重生的人。
So those who are born again.Possess God's life, Jesus' life.
他们得到那个属天上头来的一个生命。
They receive the life from above.
就是永远的生命。
That is eternal life.
因为他们是从上头生的。
Because they are born from above.
所以圣经也称我们是从生的人来是天上的国民。
That's why Bible calls those who are born again from above are the citizen of the heavenly kingdom.
就像今天在地上也是一样，我们若在美国生，他生出来他就是个美国人。
It's like if a person was born in America, he's an American citizen.
或是说我们的父母是中国，我们出生的时候我们就自然成为一个中国人。
If we have Chinese parents, when we are born, we are of course automatically become Chinese.
那今天我们的生命是从上头来的，所以我们就被称为天上的国民。
That's why, that's today, because our life is from above, that's why we are called citizens of heaven.
那为什么人必须要重生呢？
Why a person must be born again?
主耶稣对尼哥底母说：“你若不重人若不重生呢，他就不能见神的国。”
Because Jesus says, unless a person is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
人若没有不重生的话，就不能进神的国。
Unless a person is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
就是一个人若是没有重生的话，他是不可能认识属灵的事，也不能可能经历那个属灵的事。
Meaning that if a person is not born again, he cannot experience the spiritual things.
我们读约翰福音的时候，约翰常常很喜欢用我实实在在来告诉你们。
We know when we read John's writings, he used to use the phrase, truly, truly, I say to you.
我实实在在来告诉你们。
Truly, truly, I say to you.
在这里好像有加强的语气，这是实在的事情。
This is the emphasis. It tells of this is the truth.
这是一个真实的事情。
It is of truth.
事情必然是这样子的。
It is the way it is.
所以当主耶稣说，我实实在告诉你，若人若不重生，就不能进神的国，见神的国。
So when Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a person is born again, he cannot see or enter the kingdom of God.
进神的国，见神的国，那个关键，那个条件就是必须要重生。
Qualification of entering the kingdom of God is to be born again.
我们知道尼哥底母他是以色列人的一个官，犹太人的一个官。
We know that the Nicodemus is ruler of Jews.
他也是在犹太人当中做教师的，因为耶稣说你是以色列人先生。
He also is teacher of the Jews.
我想尼哥底母那天来到主耶稣面前，他想有一个心愿，他知道耶稣是从神那里来的。
I think Nicodemus, when he came to Jesus by night, he had this thought that Jesus came from God.
来做教师来教导人关于神国的事情。
So he was a teacher from God to teach people about the kingdom of God.
那这个尼哥底母他本身也是一个教导人的。
Nicodemus himself was a teacher.
也许他在犹太教当中，他也是在教导人关于神的事，关于神国的事。
He also taught people about the kingdom of God.
也许他觉得他自己还不够多，认识多。
Maybe he felt that his knowledge was insufficient.
所以我想，也许他到想到耶稣来，在那里有点学习，来受一点栽培，来受培训。
So he thought that he could learn more from Lord Jesus.
然后再回去以后，可以有更多的东西来教导犹太人。
Then he could teach more of the kingdom of God to other Jews.
但是主耶稣却跟他回答说
，But Lord Jesus answered in a different way.
你若是不重生的话，你就不能见神的国。
Unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
你也不能进神的国。
Nor can you enter the kingdom of God.
是，主耶稣没有在那里说要告诉他关于神国是到底是怎么回事。
Lord Jesus did not tell you about what kingdom of God is like.
主耶稣想说你很不错，你很好，你想要知道神国的事。
Jesus didn't tell him that, oh, you're such a nice person, you want to know kingdom of God.
但是我不能告诉你神国的事。
But I cannot tell you about kingdom of God.
因为你没办法明白，没办法认识这些。
Because it's impossible for you to understand.
因为还没有重生。
Because you are not born again yet.
用什么？这都是告诉我们，当我们还没有信主之前，为什么没有办法明白人所告诉我们那些很多圣经上的真理呢？
It also shows that before we were saved, we cannot understand the truth in the Bible.
好像我们没办法接受，没办法相信。
We cannot accept and we cannot believe.
因为我们还没有重生
，because we are not born again yet，
所以我们不可能见神的国，不可能进神的国。
That's why it's impossible for us to see the kingdom of God nor enter the kingdom of God。
这些属灵事物对我们来说是很非常遥远的，非常不可接受的事情。
Spiritual matters seem to us are far away。
所以主才对他说，你必须要重生。
That's why Lord Jesus says you must be born again.
所以当我们还没有信主之前，我们不能够认识神的国，这是很自然的事情。我们不要觉得好像有很多福音朋友，我们告诉他许多真理，为什么他没办法接受，没办法相信呢？
That's why that before we believe, we cannot understand the kingdom of God or the truth about in the Bible.
为什么我们说你好，你可以去好去读圣经，你可以去圣经里面可以认识主，认识真理。
That's why many gospel friends, before they believe, they cannot understand the truth.
但是他们也许去读了，但是他总是不明白。
Even though they read the Bible, they still couldn't understand.
他们很难接受圣经里面的话。
It's hard for them to accept the word in the Bible.
更没办法相信圣经的话。
Let alone to believe in them.
因为必须要重生。
Because they must be born again.
只有一个重生的人，他才能够认识属灵事情。
Only a person who was born again can understand the spiritual matters.
所以当一个人重生以后，主说他既能够见神的国。
That's why Jesus says, once a person is born again, then he can see the kingdom of God.
见就是他有了光。
See means that he see the light.
他看见了。
He can see now.
他对属灵事情有一点的领会，有点认识了。
Now he has insight into the spiritual matters, and he can understand a
little bit. 当一个人重生以后，他就能够进神的国。
Once he is born again, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
进就是讲到一个属灵的经历。
Enter means spiritual experience.
他开始经历到那个些属灵的真实实际了。
He can start experiencing the reality of spiritual matters.
因为他已经有一个生命在他里面。
Because he had this new life in him.
因着生命在他里面，自然而然他生命就有一些的迹象表现出来。
Because this life in him, he start to exhibit the experience of that life.
而这个迹象也是说明他的确是有了生命。
And these signs.Shows that he has this life in him.
也许有的人那个生命的表现迹象不是那么明显。
Sometimes these signs are vague to some people.
有的表现比较明显一点。
Some signs are obvious to some people.
有的人表现比较强一点，有的人表现比较弱一点。
Some of signs came out strong, some of signs came out weak for some other people.
但是都说到他们的确是有生命的一般人。
It all tells us that they have life in them.
就像我们常说。告诉人说，神是一个活神。
We usually tell people that God is a living God.
所以我们可以经历他实在是活的。
We can experience Him as a living God.
若是神是一个死的神，我们永远没办法经历到他。
If God is dead, then we can never experience Him.
因此他是活的，所以每一个重生的人，他多多少少都经历到神实在是活的。
Because He's living, so everyone who is born again can experience somehow.
一个死的人，他对周遭环境完全没有反应，没有感觉的。
A person who is dead, does not have any feeling about its surroundings.
所以，当一个人重生以后，他看见神的国，他进到神的国以后
，Once a person is born again, he sees the kingdom of God and he enters into the kingdom of God.
他在这个属灵的国度里面，属灵境界里面，他对这个环，这些事物多少少一定有一种反应出来。
Now he's in the realm.And the kingdom of the spiritual world, now he must have some reaction to the spiritual things.
一定有一些的经历的。
He must have some experience.
这都说明他的确是一个活的人，有生命的人。
Because it shows that he has a life.
但是我们感谢神，这个生命是一个极其丰富的生命。
We thank Lord because the life that we have is abundant life.
所以当人得救以后，他重生以后，他对这个生命的经历常常有不同的表现。
So that the people who are born again may have different manifestation of this life.
有不同的经历。
They may have a different aspect of experience.
这就为什么说许多基督徒他们得救以后常常得救的经历常是不一样的。
So that a lot of Christians have different experience in salvation.
他们起初对神的经历常常是有很大的不同，很多不同。
Especially in the beginning, their experience are diverse.
虽然很多不同。
They have many differences.
虽然他们有许多不同的经历
，because they have many different experiences.
有许多不同的表现
，they manifest in different ways.
但是他们却同得着一个生命
，but they all receive same life.
生命是一样的
，the life is the same.
所以我们常常看见一个人当刚刚得救重生的时候，他常神常按着他们不同需要给他们不同的经历。
When a person is born again, from the very beginning, God, based on their need, give them a special experience.
所以, 一个人有重生的经历是非常重要的。
So a person who has this experience of being born again is very important.
一方面刚刚弟兄领事弟兄告诉我们说我们的信心是建立在神话语的根基上。
The brother who leads meeting told us that that we all experience have to base in the word of God.
那些话怎么对我们才是真实的呢?
How could those words become true in us?
对我们经历才是实在的实际的呢?
How can word of God become real in our experience?
就是借着我们的经历来说明那些话实在实实在在的。
It is through our experience that we know that those words are true.
说明我们的信心是有根有基的。
It tells us our belief has foundation and root.
说明我们的确是一个蒙恩得救的一个人。
It tells us that we truly have this assurance that we are saved once.
所以弟兄姊妹，每一个人必须要重生的一个经历。
That's why everyone must have experience of being born again.
就是说当我们得救以后，我们一定多少少有某一方面的一个经历。
So after we're saved, we must experience something different in our life.
一种生命的一种经历。
This is experience of life.
我们刚刚读到那个瞎眼得看见的那个人。
We just read that a blind man who was healed.
约翰福音第八章告诉我们，主耶稣他是世界的光，他是生命的光。
In chapter 8, Jesus tells us that he is the light of the world.
第九章呢，就告诉我们主耶稣医治一个生来是瞎眼的人。
And chapter 9 tells us that Jesus healed a person who was born blind.
当主耶稣叫这个瞎眼看见以后，
After Jesus healed him so that he could see,
这些法利赛人就一再找这个人，要问他说谁医治了你呢？谁叫你的眼睛打开了呢？
Those Pharisees start to find fault with this man. So who healed you? Who opened your eyes?
他们告诉他说，这个人他不守安息日，他是一个罪人。
They told this blind man that Jesus broke the Sabbath and he is a sinner.
但是这个瞎眼得医治，他怎么回答呢？
But how this the blind man who now can see reply to them?
你们说他是一个罪人也好，你说他是怎么一个人也好。
This doesn't matter what you say about him, how you criticize him.
这些我不太懂。
Because I don't quite understand the things you are saying.
因为他对主耶稣认识也非常模糊。
Because he just know a little bit of Lord Jesus.
因为前面那怀上问他说医治人那个人叫什么名字，他说他叫耶稣。
Because when they asked him that what is the person's name who healed you, he said his name is Jesus.
后来又问他说那他是怎样一种一个人，他说他是一个先知。
And when they asked him again, what kind of person he is, he said he's a prophet.
他对主耶稣认识实在非常模糊不清。
So his understanding of Lord Jesus is limited.
但是有一件事情是确定的。
But one thing is very sure in his heart.
是他经历到的。
Because that's what he experienced.
很多事情他完全不了解。
He did not understand many things.
但在他身上发生一件事情是他可以 证明他和从前是不一样的。
But one thing that he knows because it happened in his life that he proved that he's different now.
他说从前我是一个眼瞎，如今我看见了。
He said, once I was blind, now I can see.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是讲到一个重生得救的一个经历，非常宝贵一个经历。
So this speaks of the experience that of us who have been born again.
我们常常看到一些基督徒他得救以后，
We see that the Christians, after they are saved,
的确很多真理他搞不太清楚。
They couldn't understand many truth.
很多真理他不太明白。
They didn't know much about truth.
甚至有的他一些周围的人说，你不过是个心理作用而已了吧。
Other people told them that it's just the psychological effect.
过一阵子你可能这个情形又不，你的感觉看完又不一样了。
Maybe a while later you may change your view on the salvation.
有时候我们没办法解释，也没办法跟他们辩驳，讲不清楚，也讲不过他们。
And we also find ourselves lack of word to rebuke them.
但是在我们身上一件事情是确实的。
But one thing in our life is very sure.
从前我是眼瞎的。
Once I was blind.
现在我看见了。
Now I can see.
这件事情是不可否认的。
Because nobody can deny this truth.
许多道理我讲不清楚。
Even though I do not know many truths.
甚至我也不知道到底怎么回事发生在我身上。
Even though I don't know what happened to me.
但是有一件事情是确实的。
But one thing is sure.
现在我看见了。
Now I can see.
弟兄姊妹，这个就说明他是一个蒙恩重生的一个人。
It tells us that he was born again.
我们想，若生的眼睛瞎了。
We know that if you're blind in your physical eyes.
而有一天眼睛看见了。
One day you can see with your physical eyes.
你说怎么会不知道呢？
How can you say you do not know this experience?
用什么属灵的事情是更实在的。
Spiritual matters more sure than this.
比若物质若生的事情实在太多了。
It's surer than the physical world.
因为圣经告诉我们说，从前我们都是瞎眼，生来都是瞎眼的。
Because Bible tells us that before we were born blind, every one of us.
从前我们是在黑暗的权势底下，什么都看不见的一个人。
Before we were under the power of darkness, we could not see anything.
但是有一天，我们属灵眼睛被打开了。
But one day, God opened our spiritual eyes.
你说我们会不知道不知道？
So, can you tell me that if you can see, you can tell the difference or not?
我想这个是一个很确定的一个事实。
It is undeniable fact.
这是不可否认的一个经历。
You cannot deny this experience.
也许看的时候看的不是很清楚。
Maybe you cannot see very clearly.
我们看主耶稣在马可福音那边也曾经医治了一个瞎眼的。
In the mark that Jesus healed another blind man.
主耶稣医治了他以后，主耶稣说你看见了什么？
After he healed him, he said, "What did you see?"
他说我看见一个人像树一样。
He says, "I can see man walking like a tree."
又在行走。
It's walking tree.
你看，他的确是眼睛被打开了。
See, his eyes were open.
但是他看不清楚。
But he couldn't see it clearly.
他看个人像树又在行走。
He can see a man, but they're like a walking tree.
不管他看得清楚不清楚。
It doesn't matter if he can see it clearly or not.
但是很显然的，他眼睛是被打开了。
But it's an undeniable fact is that his eyes now are open.
所以这讲到我们基督徒得救的经历常常是这样子的。
So it talks about the experience of Christians.
也许有的人得救以后光比较暗淡一点。
Some people they are saved, but they couldn't see clearly.
比较弱一点，看的不是那么清楚。
Their eyesight dimmer, couldn't see it very clearly.
好像光比较强一点，看的事物比较清楚、明确一点。
Some people their light is stronger, so they can see it clearer.
即使他的视力看得不太清楚，但是我们知道他还是有光的。
Even though he cannot see clearly, but we know that he indeed received light.
这个光就证明他已经得救了。
This light proves that this person is saved person.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是一个人他得了救，内心心灵深处他多少少一定是会感受到，他觉得他自己不一样了。
So once a person is saved.More or less, can feel something different in his heart.
不管别人怎么说，
no matter how other people say,
不管怎么人什么人跟我讲那些道理，我没办法跟他们解释辩驳。
No matter how impossible for me to answer all the questions that other people ask me,
但是我们确信在我们心灵深处里面，我们知道。我们是得救的一个人。
We know in our heart we are saved.
因为我和从前是不一样的，一些有一些不一样的。
Because I know that I'm different from before.
也许我讲不清楚到底怎么不一样化。
Maybe I cannot tell you exactly how different I experienced.
甚至我也不太了解为什么会这样不一样。
I could not understand why the difference happened.
但是灵里面一定会感受到，的确好像是不一样，和从前不一样的。
But in experience, in your spirit, you can tell that something is different.
这都是说明原来我已经眼睛已经被打开了。
It tells us that our eyes are indeed open.
我看见了。
I see now.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要对属灵事情有比较准确的认识，必须有更多的经历。
We have to have the accurate apprehension of spiritual truth and experience more of it.
也许我们不能跟别人解释很多，但是有一件事情我们可以讲得清楚的。
Maybe we cannot explain a lot of truth to others.
我知道从前我是一个眼瞎的。
But one thing we can tell people is that once I was blind.
如今我看见了。
Now I can see.
不管人怎么说，怎么否认，在我身上这是不可否认的一个事实。
No matter how many people trying to deny that, but in me it is so sure.
那有的人重生以后呢，神也给他不同方面的经历。
And after a person is born again, God may give him different experience.
有的人在地上因为经历到许多不容易的环境，许多人事物的许多繁杂的事情。
Maybe someone suffered a lot of difficulties in his life.
将心灵的里面有许多重担压力。
So that he has this burden in his heart.
很难摆脱得了。
And he cannot get rid of it.
将他整个人好像很非常，因为好像不知道怎么面对各种的环境。
So he was unable to face all this environment.
很多事情一直困扰了他。
He was surrounded by these difficult matters.
好像受很多的辖制捆绑，让他不得自由。
He was very straitened in his heart.
但是有一天他重生了。
But one day he was born again.
神让他经历到，好像忽然之间许多重担卸脱了。
And in his experience, he felt that this huge burden was rolled away from his heart.
有个弟兄，他就是要准备要受浸。
This brother who about to be baptized.
他告诉我们说，他从前经过70-80年的年日这样过来。
He said that he went through this experience of 70 or 80 years of life.
许多政治环境、政治运动、许多人事物，太多事情搅扰他。
He went through a lot of political systems and a lot of matters, family matters bothered him.
他常常觉得好像很多事都归罪给那些事情、那些环境。
So he always blamed on the surroundings and the environment.
但是他得救了。
Now he's saved.
他头一个经历呢是说。他得自由，得释放了。
His first experience was suddenly feel this freedom in his heart.
从前那事物不再困扰了他了。
He was set free that those things usually bother him no longer bother him anymore.
他心灵觉得舒畅多了。
And he feel very comfort in his heart.
因为他经历到主耶稣的话。
Because he experienced the word of God.
凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来。
Those who are labor and heavy laden come to me.
我要叫你们得安息。
I will give you rest.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很实在的。
Because this is so true.
不是人解决他许多思想上的困扰那些难处。
It's not all these problems resolved by man.
啊，是因为他进到神的国度里面，他整个心境开朗了。
Because he entered into the kingdom of God, so his heart now is widened.
所以神就在这一方面呢，让他经历到他的确是个重生的人。
So that in this point he knows that he's a saved man.
那有的人他重生的时候，他对罪非常敏感。
Some people after they're born again, they start to be very sensitive to sin.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，当我们得救以后，这个生命是非常纯洁一个生命。
Because this life that we receive after we are born again, we are saved, is very holy life.
因为还没有受到许多环境的影响搅扰。
Because it's not been contaminated by the other things in the life.
还没有受到许多人事物许多的影响。
Because it's not influenced by a lot of affairs.
所以常常在一些刚刚得救人身上，这个生命实际上非常敏感的。
So that to those people who are just saved, the life shows itself very sensitive.
有时候对一些不好的习惯、一些不好的事情，他感觉非常敏锐。
So they are very sensitive to the evil things, to the bad things.
我想有些弟兄姊妹都是看过尼托森的一些见证的话，我们就知道他曾经有告诉我们说有件这样一个事情。
If you read Watchman Nee's books, he told us that this one experience, one instance like this.
尼托森有一阵子因为身体不好，在一个地方养病。
Because he had ill health, so he went to a mountain to.Recuperate.
那在那里有一对老夫妇呢，就照顾他。
There were old couple who took care of him.
照顾他生活起居。
Took care of his living daily.
后来你弟兄他身体好以后，他就离开了。
After he was healed, as he left there.
而在那段时间，他就把福音传给这一对老夫妇。
While he stayed there, he shared the gospel with this old couple.
后来他们就信主得救了。
And after that, they believed in the Lord and they are saved.
因为这个先生呢，他平常吃饭的时候常常有个喝酒的习惯。
But this husband had this habit. before the meal, he always took a drink.
所以后来尼弟兄离开以后呢，他们也是照平常就是吃饭的时候祷完告以后，就倒一杯酒准备要喝。
So after Watchman Nee left, so he as usual they have meal and then they try to say grace before the meal.
那每一次酒杯拿起来喝的时候，觉得怎么好像喝不下去。
Whenever he took the cup to drink the wine in the cup, but he felt like something very strange in his heart.
他觉得到底怎么回事，从前都不会这样子啊。
He says, "What's going on? I never felt this awkwardness in my heart."
每一次吃饭祷告以后，杯拿起来就总是觉得好像不对。
So whenever they say the grace and took out that wine, but he always felt something awkward in his heart.
所以他们就想说，到底圣经哪边是不是有告诉我们不能喝酒啊？
So they said, maybe in the Bible it tells us that we should not drink a wine.
他们就翻翻圣经，翻圣经也不熟，也找不到。
Because they are not familiar with the Bible, so they couldn't find any passages that says we cannot drink wine.
而那个尼先生走之前没有告诉我们说，以后不能再喝酒了。
And Mr. Nee didn't tell us that if we can drink wine or not before, when he was here with us.
但每一次他祷告完要吃饭要喝酒的时候，他觉得怪怪的。
But whenever that after they say grace and he took out the cup about to drink the wine, but he always feel that awkwardness in his heart.
然后他们就照了里面的感觉说，好吧，那我们就不要喝吧。
So they follow the instinct in their heart. So they said, let's forget about wine.
那有机会他又碰到尼多生弟兄的时候。
And one day he had a chance to meet the brother Nee again.
他就请问尼多说，你离开以后呢，我们照平常习惯就是这样子，怎么每一次要喝酒的时候总是觉得不是那么对劲。
He related the experience that he had that whenever after you left, we just as usual, we say grace and take a wine.
尼弟兄就告诉他说，因为你里面那个当家的不允许你这样做。
Brother Nee told him that because the Lord, the Master in your heart, will not allow you to do that.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，这个说明他里面是有生命的。So
it tells us that there's a life in this person.
没有人告诉他该这样行，不该那样行。Nobody
told him what to do.
但是里面的生命却自然指导他，指引他该怎样行才是好。But
life in him tells him what to do, what shouldn't do.
因为他得着一个新的生命了。Because
he had this new life in him.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们所得着的这个永远生命是一个纯洁、不容许沾染一些不合适的事情的一个生命。
The life we receive is eternal life, is holy life. It refuses all the filthiness.
圣灵在里面自然会教导我们。
Because the Holy Spirit will teach us inside us.
用什么？这就是新约。
This is what new covenant is.
什么是旧约呢？
What is old covenant?
旧约就是外面的条例规定我们该这样不该那样。
Old Testament means that there's letters in outside of us tell us what to do, what should not do.
什么是新约呢？
What is a new covenant?
新约就是一个新的约。
It is new.
是一个里面的约。
It is a new inside.
神和主耶稣和我们定的是立的是一个新约呢，是里面的一个约。
The new covenant that Lord Jesus established for us is the Lord inside.
是一个生命的约。
It is a covenant of life.
所以希伯来书告诉我们说，主和我们所立的约是一个生命的约，是把律法刻在我们的心里面。
So in Hebrew chapter 8 tells us that the covenant that Lord has for us is new. It has this law written in our heart.
所以从大到小，不需要有人教导说你该认识主。
So no one has to teach you from the old and to the young what you need to know.
因为每一个人自然他都可以认识主。
Because everyone knows the Lord by himself.
生命里面让他可以认识主。
Because life in them will teach them about the Lord.
生命里面让他可以经历到那个生命的真实。
Because life in them will enable them to experience the truth.
所以我们看见有些人他得救的时候，他就有这方面的经历。
So we know that many people who are saved have such experience.
那有的人他得救以后呢，他读起神的话，感觉和从前是不一样的呀。
Some other people when they're saved, they start to read the Bible, they feel differently about the Bible.
好多年前，有位姊妹的母亲从国内来看望他。
Many years ago, a sister has a mother and the mother came here to visit her.
很自然，姊妹一直巴不得她的母亲能够信，她父母能够信主。
Naturally, that sister wished to have to see her mom to be saved.
传福音给他们。
So sister shared gospel to them.
盼望他们能够尽快信主。
So she hoped that her parents can become Christian again.
有一次我去探望她父母。
So one day I went to visit her parents.
就谈到一些福音的事情，鼓励她也可以看点圣经，看些属灵书籍。
I shared the gospel with them and then encouraged them to read the Bible and other spiritual books.
他们告诉我说,
and they told me,
我也是看了,但是完,很难看,看不下去,实在没办法。
They told me that they tried to read it, but it's just so hard for them. They're not able to read it through.
就说,就是看不下去,就是没办法接受里面所讲的事情。
And it's just impossible for them to accept whatever said. In the Bible.
后来他们离开这里到别的地方去。
And they left here and went to other place.
后来几年以后又回到这里来。
Couple of years later, they came back again.
那我再去看望他们，再提到这些事情的时候。
I visit them again, and I mentioned the same thing to them.
他母亲告诉我说，我现在读起圣经来不一样啊。
Her mom told me that now I feel differently when I read the Bible.
我现在读起来。真是很有味道，奇怪。
It says, "Oh, it's very tasteful when I read the Bible."
很能够读得进去。
And it's very easy for me to read into the Bible.
不是说他懂了很多。
It's not that he understands a lot.
而是说他对这本书的感觉完全是不一样的。
It says, she has a different feeling towards the Bible.
因为他到别的地方去，咱们信了主了。
Because, as she stayed in other place, she believed and she was saved.
你说谁改变她思想，改变她态度，改变她想法？
Tell me who changed her mind, who changed her heart?
那她今天有这样的改变呢，反应呢？
So that she has different reaction now toward the Bible.
没有人可以改变一个人思想想法的。
No one can change a person's thought and heart.
那因为她重生了。
That's because she was born again.
她里面有这个生命了。
Because she had this life now.
她对这些神话感觉反应不一样了。
And she has different feeling now towards God's word.
她不一定能够明白许多真理，也不能够好像完全接受很多的真理。
She may not know a lot of its truth.
在她那个情形里面，很多真理也许她好像还是模糊不清的。
Maybe a lot of truths are vague to him.
但是她读起这本书的时候，整个情形是不一样的呀。
But when the person read this Bible, everything feel differently.
弟兄姊妹，这就是个生命的一个迹象。
This is a sign of life.
所以有的人刚信主的时候，他读起圣经来，好像每一句话很容易感动他。
So sometimes a person who believes, and he said that every word seems to touch him.
他也说不上来到怎么回事。
He didn't understand what happened.
但是他总是觉得很多话真是摸到他里面的感觉。
But he just felt that many words touched his heart deeply.
反而许多基督徒坐久以后对主的话就没有什么感觉。
But a lot of Christians, once they have been Christian for a while, they don't feel anything about the word of God.
但是因着刚他得到一个新的生命，一个新鲜非常纯洁的生命。
But because a person who just saved, he had this new life in him.
神就让他经历到这一方面。
God allowed him to experience in this manner.
好像他自己让他自己知道他的确是重生的一个人。
So that he may know himself that he is a saved person.
有的人呢
Therefore other person.
他得救以后
After he was saved.
他有一个感觉好像他进到一个家一个地方是一个家的一个地方。
He feels that now he's in a house in someone's his family, his house, home again.
他也不知道，不懂什么叫是神的家，教会是什么。
He didn't understand what the house of God, or church is.
但是他因为进到这个范围里面，进到一个这个环境里面，他感受到对这个环境的感受完全不一样了。
But because he entered into the spiritual world, he feels differently about the gathering.
为什么他觉得他是回到家呢？
Why he had this sense of coming to a home?
因为这说明原来他从前是一个浪子。
It tells us that before he was a vagabond.
他里面没有归属感。
He didn't have a sense of belonging.
他里面没有安息。
He did not have a peace.
有一天他重生了。
One day he was saved.
他进到另外一个境界里面。
He entered into another realm.
他感受到原来这是他安归宿的一个所在。
Now he feels that he now belongs here.
他在这里好像可以安息呀。
Now he can have peace and rest.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是一个非常真实的一个经历。
This is a real experience.
因为从前每一个人都是浪子。
Because in the past we are all vagabond.
一个浪子若是真是真的回到家的话，他才知道什么地方是他的家，是他所该生活的环境。
A prodigal son, once he return home, he'll feel differently.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个重生的经历。
This is a experience of being born again.
这些都是很实在的一个经历。
And these are the real experience.
也许别人不一定知道这些。
Maybe other people do not understand.
但是他们里面深处却感受到这何等真实的事情。
But in their heart, they know that they are real.
有的人他们重生得救，好像主对他祷告非常容易就答应了。
Someone when they're saved, they felt that the Lord answered their prayer easily.
他感受到和神的关系是一种不同的一个关系。
He felt that the relationship now changed.
有个姊妹，她讲到她一个见证，非常感动。
A sister told me a testimony. It was very touching.
她今天准备要受浸。
She's about to be baptized today.
几个礼拜之前，礼拜六好像是礼拜六。
Several weeks ago on Saturday.
她忽然觉得背非常痛，痛得很厉害。
She had this severe back.
他想说，那明天恐怕不能去聚会了。
And she thought, oh, maybe tomorrow I cannot go to church meeting again.
他从内心里面发出这样一个祷告。
So she prayed from her heart.
他说：“主啊，我是你的女儿啊。
”She said, Lord, I'm your daughter.
你要顾我啊。
You need to take care of me.
很奇怪，一下子痛就好了。
Oh, it's very strangely, amazingly that.The pain went away right away.
弟兄姊妹，这是从内心生命里面发出来一个呼求。
This is a cry from inside your life.
这是说明的确是一个有生命的人。
It tells us that she actually owns life.
她知道她是神的儿女。
She knew that she was daughter of the Lord.
她知道她今天有了难处，有了需要。
She knew that today she had a problem.
她就这么简单的说，你要顾我啊，我是你的儿女啊。
She just said simply that, Lord, I'm your daughter. You need to take care of me.
弟兄姊妹，我们神听到说，怎么会不感动呢？
You see, the, how can the Lord be not touched by such prayer?
怎么会不会医治他呢？
How can the Lord not heal him?
是啊，他是我所拯救的儿女。
Because yes, this person is the one that I saved. She's my daughter.
我当然要顾到他。
Of course, I need to take care of her.
我当然要怜悯他。
Of course, I need to show mercy on her.
弟兄姊妹，这都是重生的一个经历。
Dear brothers and sisters, these are all the real experience of being born again.
以前我认识一个姊妹是大陆来的。
Once I knew a sister from mainland China.
她得救以后非常热心，见到人就传福音。
After she was saved, she was so zealous about spreading the gospel. So she spread the gospel, shared gospel whenever she met.
聚完会中午吃饭的时候坐下就开门见山就跟人家传福音。
So during the lunch, when she's once she sat down, she start to share gospel with the friends.
都不跟你多谈什么别的。
She never mention some other subjects.
她有时候看到我说，哎，皇帝兄，你都不跟人家传福音了、
啊。Sometimes when she met saw me, she said, Brother Huang, why you never share gospel with others?
因为我坐下的时候跟那些来留学的学生，我都是先聊聊啊，寒暄。
Because when I sat down with these students from abroad, I used to share some mundane things of life with them first.
我跟他讲说我方式跟你不太一样。
And I told her that my approach is different from yours.
我先从他们跟他聊天的里面找了一个点，然后我就插进去。
I start with talking about nonsense and then find a way and then share the gospel.
因为她刚信主没有多久。
Because she was just saved.
也没有身份也没有保险。
She does not have insurance. She does not have legal status.
有一天晚上牙齿痛得要命。
One day she had this tooth pain.
让她真是受不了。
She couldn't stand it anymore.
痛到一个地步，她说：“主啊，受不了啦。”
She was so painful. She said, "Lord, I cannot stand it anymore."
没有想到这个一呼喊呢，慢慢的牙齿就不痛了。
And but amazing thing happened that after she cried out, her tooth pain went away.
弟兄姊妹，这是很实在一个经历。
Dear brothers, says, this experience is very real.
这不是心理作用。
It's not a psychological effect.
这乃是和神生命的关系所产生的一个结果。
It's because the relationship with the Lord produced such effect.
神知道这些人是何等的简单，何等单纯。
Because the Lord knows that they are so simple.
这些刚蒙恩的人，他们就像一个小孩子，非常单纯，什么都不懂。
Because those who are just saved, they are like babies. They didn't know anything.
但他们知道他们和神是一个生命的关系。
But they know that they have this life with the Lord.
他们是神的儿女。
They are children of God.
弟兄姊妹，这都是说明他们是重生得救的一般人。
So this experience tells us that they are, they belong to the group of being born again.
对不起，我讲到我个人事。
Excuse me, I'm going to share something from our personal life.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道，我很少提到我个人事情。
Francis, you know that I seldom mention my own personal life.
弟兄姊妹，我们重生得救的时候，我们常常我们不知道什么时候得救，是不是？
When we are born again, usually we do not know exact time when we are born again.
谁能够说他哪一天得救呢？
Who can say that on what day you are born again?
但是我们知道，也许在那一年那一个月开始的时候，好像我们就不一样了。
But you can see in what year, in what month you start to feel differently.
这个就是我刚刚前面提到说，我们一个人蒙恩得救以后，我们心里深处里面多少一定会感受到的。
So once you are saved,More or less in your heart, you should experience something different.
虽然我是从小在基督教家庭长大，
Even though I was growing up in a Christian family.
虽然也好像照了规矩，聚会也祷告读圣经，
Though I just followed the tradition, I read the Bible and then I also joined the meetings.
但是就算平常没有什么特别，
But they are not just regular matters in my life.
也没有人告诉我什么重生不重生的事情。
No one told me that I need to be born again.
但是我自己觉得我重生得救呢是在上大学的时候。
But I felt that I was born again when I was in college.
因为有弟兄有一天来到宿舍来看我。
One day a brother came to visit me in the dorm.
他告诉我说我们人得救乃是因着神的恩，也是因着借着人的信。
He told me that we are saved by God's grace through faith.
好像这些话进到我里面来。
Suddenly, I felt that these words entered in my heart.
从那个时候开始。
From then on.
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，有一阵子我每天离开宿舍去教室上课的时候。
I told you that from then on, every day I left the dorm and go to the class.
我都是哼着诗歌去上课的。
I just singing the hymns on the way to the classes.
里面充满了喜乐。
Because I was full of joy in my heart.
我就知道我重生了。
By then I know that I was born again.
我和从前不一样了。
I was different from before.
你说是哪一天哪一夜我也搞不清楚。
If you tell me that exact date, I'm not quite sure.
但是我知道从那一段时候开始的时候，我这个人是不一样的。
But I know that at that some period of time, that I knew that I was changed.
所以这个就是《约翰福音》告诉我们说。一个人重生得救，好像风在那随自己的意思吹。
So he said that a person who is saved is like the wind blows as he wishes.
我们不知道他从哪里来，要往哪里去。
We don't know where it's coming from and where it's going.
但是我们知道，因为这是圣灵的工作。
But we know this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们都感受到那个风吹在我们身上的感觉。
We can feel the breeze of the wind.Blowing on our body.
也许是凉风，也许是热风。
Maybe it's a cool, maybe it's hot.
我们不知道圣灵是怎么做工在我们身上。
We do not know how Holy Spirit works in our heart.
但是我们却深知道。
But we do know this.
我们得救了。
We are saved.
因为圣灵在我们身上重生了我们。
Because Holy Spirit gave a new birth to us.
弟兄姊妹，这个都是生命的一个反应。
Because this is the old reaction of life.
弟兄姊妹，我们常告诉人说，我们不要凭感觉，凭着信心。
We often tell people that you should not rely on your feeling, you should rely on faith.
弟兄姊妹，的确在属灵道路上，我们不能凭感觉，只能凭信心。
Yes, on the path, the spiritual path, we should not rely on feeling, we should rely on faith.
但是，不是凭感觉，不是说没有感觉的。
But not relying on feeling doesn't mean that we do not have feeling.
我们不能靠感觉，因为我们感觉常常会改变。
We cannot rely on feeling because our feeling.Subject to changes.
有时候感觉常会随着环境，随着各种事情起起伏伏不定。
Because our feeling changes based on the environment.
我们只能凭信心往前去。
We have to rely on faith to move forward.
但是我们还要知道，一个有生命的人，他必定有感觉的。
But we also have to know a person has a life must have its feeling.
也许有的人感觉比较强一点，有人感觉比较弱一点。
Some people may feel stronger, but some other people may feel weaker.
只有一个死人，他是没有感觉的。
Only a dead person does not have feeling.
神总是在某一些事情让一些环境里，让我们里面有生命的感觉发出来。
So no matter what, God will enable us to feel something.
所以弟兄姊妹，因为这是生命的一个关系。
Because it is from life.
所以为什么有些弟兄们常告诉我们说，在跟随主的道路上，我们需要里面的感觉的带领我们。
So some brothers told us that we need to follow the feeling in our heart to follow the Lord.
我们不是要看环境。
We cannot see the environment.
我们还是根据圣灵里面的膏油涂抹来带领我们。
We have to follow the anointing of the Holy Spirit inside of us to follow the Lord.
那就是生命的感觉。
This is what we call experience of life.
那就是里面的故事。
This is a story inside of us.
所以用什么？一个重生的人，他必定有重生的经历。
So a person who has been born again must have experience of being born again.
我们也可以有许许多多不同的经历。
We may have a lot of different experiences.
没有一个人经历是一样的。
And nobody experiences the same thing.
我们不能说这个人经历不算，那个人经历才算数。
We cannot say, we cannot deny one experience and accept only the other.
因为我们神是丰富的主。
Because our Lord is abundant.
他按着每一个人情形，按着每一个人需要，给他们不同的经历。
Based on everybody's needs, He will give you different experience.
叫他们经历他们所信的神是一个活的神。
So that they can experience for real that their Lord is living.
那些经历乃是要让他们深信，让他们确定他们的确是一个重生的人。
So their faith can be strengthened that they are born again.
所以约翰也告诉我们说，他写这些信乃是要叫你们知道你们是有永生。
So John tells us that he wrote this letter so that we know that we have eternal life.
所以永生我们是可以知道，我们是可以确定的。
So eternal life, we can know eternal life for sure.
为什么能够确定呢？
Why we are sure?
因为是神的话这样告诉我们。
Because God's word tells us.
神的话是我们信心的根基。
Because God's word is the foundation of our faith.
也借着我们的经历来证实神的话是实在的。
And through our experience, we also prove that God's word is true.
也叫我们信心得以更坚固。
So that our faith can be strengthened.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须要重生的经历。
So we must have experience of rebirth.
当我们一开头有一点的经历的时候。
In the beginning, we may have a little bit of experience.
当我们往前面走的时候。
And as we move forward,
也许我们会失败，会软弱。
Even though we sometimes fail, and sometimes we become weak.
甚至好像慢慢那个经历也越来越少的时候。
Maybe sometimes we feel that we don't have a lot of experience with the Lord anymore.
但是因为刚起初那个新的生命在我们里面所发生出来一些事情。
But the experience that new the life that we have when it has some experience to us.
仍然让我们能够确信我们是属神的儿女。
We still can. Be sure that we are children of God.
我们仍然能够像那个瞎子得看见的那个人说。
We can be like that blind man who can see.
有一件事我知道。
One thing that I know.
从前我是眼瞎的。
I was blind.
如今我看见了。
Now I see.
这在我身上是一个很确实的一个经历。
This is so sure in my life.
不可否认的一个事实。
Undeniable fact.
因为我眼睛打开了。
Because now I can see my eyes.
我已经得到神的生命。
Now I receive God's life.
弟兄姊妹，实在需要我们重新来思考这些很重要、很基本的真理。
We really need to reconsider this fundamental and very important basic truth.
那我们怎么重生呢？那凭借是什么呢？
What is the basis for rebirth?
我们刚刚读到彼得前书那告诉我们说，我们那重生乃是由于那不是那由于坏的种子，乃是借着神活泼长存的道。
Because in the first Peter it tells us that we are born again not because of seed of corruption but seed of imperishable.
人的重生乃借着接受相信主的话。
The reason why we are born again because we accept and receive God's word.
因为神的话是一个生命的种子。
Because God's word is a seed of life.
只要我们愿意打开我们心，接受神的话。
As long as we can open our heart to receive God's word.
他的话进到我们里面来，生命就要长出来。
Once His word enters our heart, the life can grow.
我们知道神的话是灵，是生命。
Because God's word is spirit and life.
若是我们真实的接受这个话。
If we truly receive God's word.
我们就接受到了灵，接受那个生命。
And we receive the Spirit and the life.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些都是一个很，这是一个实际。
All this is a reality.
我在说神的话是一个实际。
I want to say once again that Word of God is a reality.
只有经历到那个实际，那个话才成为我们真，才是真的是成为我们的。
Only after you experience the reality, then the experience is yours.
我们不是单单接受外面字句的话而已。
We do not just receive the word in letters.
而是因着在信心里面接受这些字句的话，我们就接受到背后那个灵，那个生命。
But by faith, as we receive this word, we receive the spirit and life behind these letters.
那个话就成为活的话。
Now this word of life, word of God become living again.
那个话就成为生命的话。
And this word of God become word of life.
那个话才能成为真正的帮助。
And the word can truly help us.
说求神是恩待我们。
May the Lord show His grace for us. 借
今天一些弟兄姊妹的受浸，再次让我们一同思想重生这件事情。
Through the baptism for this brown sister, let's think again the matter of rebirth.
好，这样确定我们的确是重生得救的人。
So that we are sure again that we are indeed born again.
我们都得着那个永远上好的福分。
We all receive that the best blessing we can have, that is eternal life.
求神恩待我。
May the Lord show His mercy to us.
用他们做些事吧。
我们大家一起低头，我们有些祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
亲爱的父啊，我们实在是要感谢你。
Dear Father, that we truly want to thank you.
因为你在你的爱子耶稣基督里重生了我们。
Because in the Lord Jesus, your beloved Son, you give birth to us.
我们这些本来是走向死亡的人。
We are originally on the path to death.
却因为你自己的爱子的功效。
Because of your beloved Son.
他自己拯救的功效。
And effect of his salvation.
让我们今天凡是因着信的。
So that today, all those who believe.
就得到了拯救。
May be saved.
得到了重生。
And may have this eternal life.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们要来感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你实在是顺服父神的旨意。
Because you indeed obeyed God's will.
道成肉身来到地上。
Became flesh. And came to this world and fulfilled the salvation that God has prepared. So that today, those who come to you with faith, you'll save us. Today, the reason why we know that we are saved
is because of your word.
Because your enduring word of you,
活泼的话语,
your living word,
永不改变的话语,
unchanging word,
信实的话语,
faithful word.
So, 我们今天, 这是我们得救的把握.
This is an assurance of a salvation.
这是我们得救的确据.
This is assurance of salvation.
主耶稣, 我们更要感谢你.
Lord, we thank you more for.
你不仅让我们有这样的把握。
Because you not only give us this assurance, but also we can experience you for real in our life. We also know that this experience that we have is not our personal experience only. This experience that we truly experience you. This experience is about God.
求主你把这个经历成为我们的真实，成为我们的实际。
May you turn this experience that we have into truth.
让我们真是今天蒙到了救赎。
So that today we are saved.
从今以后我们不再为自己活。
We no longer live for ourselves.
乃是为复活的主耶稣基督而活。
We live for the one who are dead and resurrected for us.
让我们向罪死。
So that we may die to sin.
远离罪恶。
We move far away from sin.
让我们为义而活。
So that we can live for righteousness.
行走在你天属天的道路上。
So we can walk on the path of the heavenly.
求主怜悯我们。
Lord, show mercy to us.
求你的圣灵带领我们。
May the Holy Spirit lead us.
让我们行在你自己的天路上。
So then we can walk on the path of the heavenly.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
下边有几件事我们要报告。
We have a few.